So we're living up at the top of this favela, and almost all the way at the top, they've got this little soccer field, and the kids and the teenagers are constantly playing on the field. When we first got here, I was so excited. I jumped in and was trying to keep up with the kids and even pull the muscle a little bit because I was so excited of just to be here in Brazil for the cup, playing football on a pitch with these kids who live and breathe the sport.
Tell us about the maze. You're there right now, right?
Yeah, so this wonderful, wonderful place was started by a man named Bob Nadkarni. He used to be a BBC correspondent, came to Rio in 71. He came here and built this beautiful bed and breakfast, they call it. It's a very, very unique place because he is this sort of community figure and really took leadership in turning the favela, which formerly had a lot of issues with police corruption. He turned it into this place of wonderful community.
And for you, Hannah, was this about affordability or was it the possibility of a unique Brazilian experience offered by the favelas?
It was about both. I knew that I was going to have to spend a pretty penny to be able to come here. But the maze, their prices are a little bit higher during the World Cup, but it was within my affordability range. And it's just the most unique sort of grassroots experience you could have in Brazil. I mean, I'm able to speak with Brazilians who live here and have grown up here for all of their lives.
That sounds really cool. You know, you're staying in this place, the Maze, but it's kind of established, it sounds. Some people, I gather, are kind of doing an Airbnb thing, renting out their homes, and they could actually stand to make a decent amount of money from that during the World Cup. Do you think favela stays are going to become a trend? Is the World Cup the moment when this takes off?
For a lot of people, this is their first time even considering coming to Brazil and staying in a favela. And because there's so much attention on Brazil right now, yeah, I do think that it could be a trend. But I gotta say that Bob Nadkarni and his wife Malu and this place, The Maze, is set apart from the other favelas, from what I hear, because of this deeply rooted change of mentality within the community. It's not a slum. It is a community. The Maze also doubles as a jazz club. So once a month, they have these jazz nights and they have up to 500 people coming into the place. I can't tell you how, what a pleasure it is to stay here because of this community vibe.
Sounds like it's going to be hard to leave.
Oh, super hard to leave. Yep.
Hannah Bratton, who came from Rhode Island to Brazil to attend the World Cup and is staying in a favela. Thanks very much, Hannah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.